This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Nom.com. And if you love your pet, which I know you do, you're going to want to feed them the finest pet food of all time by going to Nom.com. You can try out some of the finest food available to your beloved pet, your best friend. Everyone loves their dog. You can try out the beef mash, the chicken cuisine, the pork potluck, and turkey fare meals for your dog. And there's many, many more different recipes on there. If you love your dog, you're going to want to give them this food. It's absolutely amazing. It looks so damn good, I would eat it myself. And I'll tell you what, you can really not even tell by the love and affection that your dog gives you after they eat some of Nom's delicious food. You're going to see it as well because their fur looks so much sweeter, healthier, and just thicker and just fuller because I'll tell you what, the vitamins and the nutrition, all the good stuff is in this food that your dog needs to grow a healthy set of fur, live a long, healthy life, and be your best friend forever. You can also use our code VOMSHOW to save up to 50% off your first order and get free shipping for a limited time. Go to Nom.com and tell them the nerd sent you. This podcast is also brought to you by our friends over at Binoid.com, makers of the finest THC product on the market. They've been longtime sponsors of the show and also been providing me the greatest THC product on the market. I absolutely love Binoid. We've been with them for quite a while now, and they've been good to us, and oh my goodness, I love their product. I started off with the capsules, then I moved on to the vape pens, then I started rolling my own with the flower, then I got the pre-rolls because I got lazy. Doesn't matter. This stuff is absolutely amazing and will make you feel good in many different ways, mentally, physically, and it will just improve the quality of your life. You have to try this stuff out. It is changing the way people are living their lives. Binoid, Binoid.com, and also our sister website because it's so big. There's so much business. We had to open up another website, Blooms Hemp, BloomsHemp.com. You can get wax, dabs, pre-roll flower, capsules, you can get the cigarettes, you can get the pre-rolled blunts, you can get the vape cartridges, you can get the gummy bears, the gummy worms, the sour diesel patch, you can get the wax, the dabs, all the hoodads and all that shit. I don't even understand. There's so many different ways now to get THC in your system. It's blowing my mind. You can even get soda cans, seltzer with THC infused in it. This stuff will get you laced up. And I will also tell you a little secret here. We now have psychedelic mushrooms in three different flavors, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, and white chocolate. This stuff will send you straight to heaven if you have a couple of bites. It is a phenomenal product. Very safe and secure, lab-tested THC. And, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. We have mushrooms. I will say it again. This stuff is phenomenal. You have to check it out right now and use our code NERD to save 10% and get free shipping on any order at Binoid.com and Blooms Hemp.
On with the show.
What's going on, everybody? It's another episode of the often imitated, never duplicated Voices of Misery podcast. And of course, I'm one half your dynamic duo, the nerds. I'm the nerd, and you are.
Nerdette.
And this is take two. What's going on? How the hell are you?
Fucking great, man.
Well, you know, technical issues do happen, but at least this one happened nice and early in the podcast so we can get things fixed up. And JJ is back in the chat. And thank you to JJ for being the one that let me know. And they gave us the green light, so we are good to go. People can hear your beautiful voice.
Oh, my God.
What are you
Shut
up to?
Up. Nothing.
What have you been watching? What have you been doing?
Not much. Been sitting there playing the Supercard game. That's about it.
Yeah?
Watching a couple random things, but nothing great.
Yeah. So, you haven't been doing anything else?
No.
You been playing any of the other games?
No. What is there to play? There's nothing to do. Mm-hmm. I'm not fucking turning DC Universe on.
Why not?
The game is shit.
Well,
I haven't had a membership in like a month and a half, 2 months now.
Yeah.
Like, all I talk about is these stupid holiday things.
Yeah.
I didn't even run. What the hell did we just do? Valentine's Day?
Spring.
Didn't even do it. Logged in the first day. That was it. Turned it off.
You got the feast.
I don't even,
like
no,
feasts.
I didn't.
You didn't even get the feast?
Nope.
Damn, you're really
I good. Don't care.
Damn.
Like, why? Like, I don't even know why I'm doing it anymore.
Now, I logged in, I got the feeds, and I do the daily, because I did get the subscription again, because I hate the inventory not being there.
The only thing that excited me was that you told me that it was, like, triple stabilizers or something that 1 week.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not spending $15 for a membership just to get the triple stabilizers. That's stupid.
Yeah.
Because I do like opening the time capsules, because once in a while you actually get something, and I have completed some of the collections, which are hard as fuck to complete. Yeah. I have done that and gotten cool hairstyles and stuff, and I'm like, it's not worth $15 for me to, because I'm not going to log in every day.
JJ got 550 skill points. I just hit 600.
What am I at?
Like 450 or something like that. But you don't really care. I mean, you just get them.
I just get them at this point.
You just get them by playing the game. You play the game the right way. You have fun.
Literally, three different systems, I grounded that shit out. When we first got our first 100 skill points on PlayStation 2.
Dude, that was like a drop the mic moment. We were like, yeah, motherfucker.
We celebrated so freaking hard. Like, we were so ecstatic. And then, like,
the top was like 150, though. So we were like right there.
And then we wanted to play together. So what did we do? We went and got another PlayStation. So I was in another room. I had to set up a whole new account, and I had zero skill points. And I'm like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to grind that out. And then we moved down here.
Yeah.
And I went to the Switch. So I have over 100 skill points on the Switch. I think it was close to 200.
Yep.
And then it was just completely dead.
You probably had the most skill points on the Switch.
On the Switch, yeah. That game was just, it was just completely dead on the Switch. No one played on there.
No one, yeah.
And then we got the Xboxes, and I'm like, at 400 something. I can't do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Grinding these out, terrible. So now I just play, and if one pops up, I'm like, oh, yay.
This is definitely it, though. I mean, we're not going to get another system. We're pretty much finished.
No, this is it. This is it. Unless it's like, I don't know, something like unless the new Switch comes out with something like a bunch of awesome games. Like, I don't even think I would want to buy the new Switch for one game. It would have to have like a couple like on the way.
Mm-hmm. They have to launch the system with like 8 to 10 new titles. Like, we're going to have a new Mario, a new Wii Sports or something.
New Mario Kart, new Wii Sports, new Super Mario. Like, then I would be like, oh, we really need to get this system. But I don't know. I think I'm over it at this point. I'm back onto the iPad game.
Nintendo basically re-releases the same old shit for every new system at premium top shelf price, like it's brand new. Like, I just bought the $60 Mario game 5 years ago. You want me to buy the same game for the same price on a different system for the luxury of just having it on another system?
The Switch is fun. It's just like they don't change the prices, and that's ridiculous. So
we have a lot to get into, but before we do, I want to say what's up to Homegirl. Crazy Lady is in the chat. Didn't I tell you if we started the show a little bit later, we would get her for the entire duration of the show?
Good.
Start a little bit later. That's awesome. What's going on, Crazy Lady? I got to watch that show, C? The Jason Momoa show. I only watched the first episode of it. I got to get more into it. I got a couple things to finish up, and I'll be getting back into it. But it was a really good show. I did enjoy it, so that was a good recommendation. What have you been watching?
Do you realize, listen, people, I don't know what is wrong with me, but Apple hates me. Mm-hmm. Because it's like nonstop, Apple kicks me off our family plan. And it'll say I'm on it. But then, like, all of a sudden, like, I have no storage space. I'm not logged into Apple TV. Like, I don't know. About a week ago, I said, why am I getting this pop-up? Like, I can't back up my phone or anything because it says I have no storage. And I'm like, we pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's asking me to pay again. And I'm, so you kicked me off and put me back on. That fixed it. I'm like, fine. And this goes on, like, at least once a month. I don't know what is in it, just to me.
Yeah.
We have, like,
five people on our family.
It only happens to me, and I'm not doing anything, so I don't understand it. Well, I was looking on Apple because I knew a couple shows were coming out that I actually wanted to see. I had added them to my list, and the Play Next or whatever. And in that Palm Royale that Scotland was telling me to watch is on Apple. And I'm like, well, let me go on Apple and, like, give the show a shot.
Yeah.
And it's like, do you want to start a free trial? I'm like, no, I have it. Like, so now I have the storage, but I'm locked out of the Apple TV. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, Crazy Lady found an app. There's an app. I'm not going to say the name out loud because last time we did mention a free site with movies, it got taken down because people were jumping on it.
Well, write it down.
I will write this down, and thank you for that suggestion, because I don't, because if I say it, people are going to download it, and then it's going to be a red flag thing, and it's going to be gone. So definitely don't want to do that, because if we lose another one of those sites, I'll be pissed off. But did you do anything else? Because you know my week was
You're
fucking
skipping
crazy.
Right over what I said. I am locked out of Apple TV now.
Again? We fixed it just the other day. Because it's happening like
all
the time.
Do you hear this, people? See,
what?
I literally just had a 10-minute rant mm-hmm. about Apple.
Yeah.
And you didn't listen to any of it. Locked out again.
No, I listened. You said you were locked out, but I thought you were referring to the time before because this happened so many times. It's like all the time.
You fixed the storage, and that booted me out of the Apple TV, so now I can't watch anything on Apple Plus anymore.
Yes, he is the asshole, JJ. Thank you. I am the asshole. I'm the asshole. I was listening to you. But I was listening to
you. Everyone in the chat heard me. If anyone has a solution to this problem, because everyone else seems to be fine.
Yeah.
I literally go on my game. That's it. So I don't sign in and out of anything. So I don't understand it. Mm-hmm. And when you go on the Apple Plus app, Apple TV Plus app, whatever the hell that stupid app is called, there's nowhere to sign in. So I can't even freaking sign in. It's just like, here's your free trial. I want to watch shit.
I don't know. I guess I got to kick you off and back in again.
And then I won't have storage. Mm-hmm. So you know what? Screw Apple TV. That's my solution. I will go to the free website and find some episodes on there. That's what I'm going to do. Because it's not worth the I don't care.
Well, you glossed over the most important part of the past couple of days. And I want to tell the people out here. Now, your face might get a little bit red when I announce what you've been doing for the past couple of days. You've been on your hands and knees. Okay, you've been on your hands and knees the past couple of days.
He's so stupid.
Oh, I'm sorry, people. You need a little bit more detail. She was on her hands and knees cleaning the house. You did a great job cleaning. You were wiping everything down because we're getting her paint done. What day is it again?
Monday.
Yeah, Monday. We're getting the whole house.
I vacuumed this whole house. Well, I vacuum anyways. That's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. Then the whole area out there, like the main part of our house is tiled. So I vacuumed that, Swiffered that. Then I fucking mopped the shit. Then I scrubbed it. Did the floorboards. Did all this shit. Took everything out of the kitchen. Off the walls. Like, all sorts of shit. Because everything has to get done.
Yeah.
I just need help with these couches. I cannot lift these couches for the life of me. Mm-hmm. And I need help with that. Because I have to. They're going to be moving furniture. Lord knows what the hell is underneath these couches.
Oh, so God. I can't
vacuum underneath that, man.
Yeah, we gotta do something.
God.
Well, they're coming on Monday at 9 o'clock in the morning, and yeah. I'll be home.
Thank God.
I started the new job. People. Do you want me to just get into that? Because there's a lot to jump into with this new
job. Yeah, because you were gone. You left me here.
Yeah.
You just abandoned me and took off on a road trip.
So for those of you guys that follow us on social media, you guys know I don't post a lot. I hardly ever go on social media. I'll go on and post about the show. But I did post something the other night, and I was at a hotel. And what the fuck town was it? Wilmington, North Carolina? I had to go there for a work function, like a training thing.
First of all, like, I feel like you're jumping right in.
Yeah.
For, like, days, you were saying you were going to sleep in a car.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about that.
I didn't want to spend money on
a hotel. It's an overnight trip. You had a training in Wilmington, North Carolina for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big deal. It's only 100 miles from here, which, I mean, it's a lot, but at least it was North Carolina, not fucking, like, New York or something. So I'm like, well, don't sleep in your car in a Walmart parking lot. Like, that is not safe. Like, who knows what kind of crazy... And you don't know the area. Who knows what kind of crazy people are going to be out there,
mm-hmm.
you know, harassing you, seeing you in a freaking car. That, like, there's no protection. So I'm like, just shut up and get a hotel. And, like, you went all the way up there, worked a shift, and you're like, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, get a goddamn hotel. So finally, like, you're out of your shift for, like, a half an hour. And I text you, and I'm like, well, what's going on? I haven't heard anything. Like, what are you doing? And so you sent me a video, like a really nice video. Show me the room and stuff. This is how much, you know, this gets to me, blah, blah, blah. It was a huge bed, like a king-size bed. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, that's fit for a royal family, man.
Enough room for me and the bed bugs. What's up, Frankie?
That was like the biggest bed I've ever seen. I'm like, well, damn, that's a nice room. So an hour or two go by. Now we're getting into night. The sun has gone down.
Mm-hmm.
And then stuff happens. And, like, right before I'm supposed to go to bed, like, I'm getting these videos. And I'm like, now I'm freaked out because I'm stressing out that, for your safety. So now you can take over.
Well, you gloss over a couple of things here. Now, I'm going to get into that. But this is my perspective here. Because I was thinking, you know, getting a hotel, I did do some price searching here. For the area I was going to be in, it was going to be, like, $100 for a night. And I'm like, I could just sleep in the fucking car and save $100. You know, I've done it before when I was younger. You know, we had a lot of issues in the house. Was always out and shit, you know, just being young and stupid. I've done it before. Not a big deal.
Yeah, but you didn't bring, like, a weapon with you or anything.
I mean, sometimes it is, you know. We have that
random gun that, you know, who knows what that's done before.
A stun gun flashlight deal and a machete to kill snakes, okay? But that would work on people as well.
And you went with nothing.
But
so,
I did go, and, you know, and I told you about it, and you were telling me to do this, and I'm like, nah, I can sleep in the car. I told my BFF, said the same thing. Get a hotel. You don't know the area. You said it. Now I'm like, all right, fuck everybody. I marched to beat my own drum. The weather was really nasty, and I'm like, yeah, fuck this. I might as well just do it.
I love this is like a prime example of you, though.
What?
I say something.
Mm-hmm.
You don't give a fuck at all.
No.
She said something.
I still didn't give a fuck.
But it takes someone else. Oh, it always takes someone else to say
it. I am stubborn. I don't do what I don't want to do. The reason why I got the room is because I'm thinking to myself, I can sleep in there, but what am I going to do from four or five hours from 6 o'clock when I get out until like 10 or 11? That was what was bothering me.
Watch TV, take a shower.
Take a shower in the fucking car? I was talking about the car. If I was sleeping in the car, that was what was bothering me. So I'm might as well just skip the room because then I'll have a place to sit and charge my stuff up.
Yeah.
So anyway, I get to the room. I get in there. I'm immediately like, okay, this room sucks. I immediately thought it sucks. I took a video and showed you. I take all my stuff down and I'm like, all right, where's the remote control? I grab the remote control. I'm like, why isn't this thing working? I flip it over. There's one battery in it. Missing a battery. The fucking back is off. So I'm like, this is going to be my experience. I put it down. I figure out there's buttons on there. I turn it on. There's only one channel that works. They don't even have cable. It's digital cable. It's not even cable. They have a fucking antenna in that bitch. No big deal. Scarface is on. I can watch Scarface. After Scarface, then Carlito's Way came on. So the only channel they have is Al Pacino, I guess. I love Al Pacino. I love those movies.
I'm surprised it wasn't like a One Tree Hill freaking
fucking girl. I take my pills. I'm like, I got to get high to survive this night. I have to do this. I take my pills. I'm relaxing. I got the iPad going. All of a sudden, boom, 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 fucking banging on the door. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Boom, boom, boom. I'm like, who the fuck is this? I get up, fucking peek through the side window, and it's a woman who's got a cart thing, so she's one of the maids. I'm like, okay. She sees me, and she goes, sorry.
But you had told me.
Hmm?
That someone with a key tried to get into the room.
It was her.
And
she had the key. She had the key. She's the maid. She had one of those key things. I heard beep, beep, and then banging and shit.
So this was the first horrible thing that happened. So this is in my head, right?
Yeah.
Someone came into the room with a freaking key card at 8:30, 9 o'clock at night to apparently clean the room. I didn't even know they did that at night.
Yeah.
And the only reason they didn't make it into the room is because you deadbolted it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first experience for me before bed. I'm like, okay, that's fucking strange. Who comes and cleans a room at night when people are starting to go to bed that has been rented out? Like that was odd. And then go on, because it just kept going.
But this is the funny part. When I got the fucking key from the lady, she kept asking me if I was alone. The woman behind the counter. I forgot about that part. I kept some notes here. So she's like, are you alone? Are you alone? She kept asking me, like, why the fuck you asked me how many beds? She's like, do you have any kids? Do you have any pets? Are you alone? So I thought that was weird. And that was in the back of my mind after the first person came. And then I'm like, why are they trying to clean this room after it's been rented out? It just doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally I'm like, all right, you know, I'm about to start laying down again. I started calming down. I look over at the sink and there's like nasty stains all over the sink, like drops. I'm like, all right, let me take a video. I sent you the video. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And then I took a video of the bathroom. And I'm like, why is the floor already fucking wet? There's wet spots on the floor in the bathroom. Disgusting. Go back into bed. I'm like, you know, I'm not even going to complain. I'm not going to call the manager because who the fuck? I'm only here for one night. I don't give a shit. I'm already in here. My stuff's down. I don't care. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Who the fuck is it now? And I didn't even get out of bed this time. I fucking yelled. I yelled as loud as I could. What the fuck? Sorry. Went away. Then there was some dude just like talking on the phone and pacing, like people running back and forth. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then there was conversation outside the door all night long.
Because this
wasn't going.
This was more of like a motel where you open the door and you're outside. Like you're on the balcony thing. So you're not like opening the door and there's
no
a long hallway and
no fountain.
Like, yeah. So you open the door, you see outside, you see the parking lot and stuff. This is the type of. So yeah, people are going up and down the balcony all night.
Fucking finally, the last one happened. This was late. What time did I send you this video?
I don't know, maybe close to 10, because I remember I was tired and I was debating, like, do I really want to lay down or not? And then you sent me this fucking video.
Now, this was the weirdest one. There was a light couple of knocks at the door, and it's 10 o'clock. I'm like, who the fuck could this be? At this point, my blood is boiling. I'm like, no one's going to believe me about this crazy-ass fucking day. That's why I was documenting everything. Got the camera, hit the record button. I'm like, let me fucking get this shit on camera. Fucking walk over slowly. And this is a pretty creepy video. I've been told this is a creepy video from people that have seen it.
It's horrifying.
It's online. Yeah. It's on our social media pages. It's me walking up to this fucking window. I open it up, and then you see two people looking directly at me, smiling. Fucking close the curtain, and then I stopped the recording. I punched the door, and that was it. That's what happened after the video. All I did was I hit the door, and they were gone.
And then I'm supposed to go to bed after that.
Yeah.
Because I see that, and I'm like, and you had been texting me, like, all night long. Like, this just happened, and people just showed up at the door again, and, like, they keep trying to come in here, and, like, you... And then you're showing me a picture, or this video, of these people trying to stare into your window, smiling ear to ear, and I'm like, oh, he's gonna get murdered tonight. I'm the one that told him to go and get a damn hotel.
I would have been perfectly fine in that Walmart parking lot, man.
I was like, I didn't want to sleep. I'm like, oh my God, he's going to text me saying that he's been stabbed or something. Like, this is not a good situation.
Oh, yeah.
And I even said to you, I'm like, is this a terrible area? And I'm thinking, in my head, it wasn't, because mm-hmm. One Tree Hill was filmed there. Dawson's Creek was filmed not too far from there. And I'm like, how bad is this area?
Fucking Dan lived in One Tree Hill. He was a horrible human being. He got shot. Killed his own brother in One Tree Hill.
Oh, God.
Of course it's a bad area.
Terrible. I'm just like, oh, my God, never again. He can never leave this house again.
It was pretty weird because I didn't want to sleep. I didn't. So I sent a video to my BFF as well. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? And she mentioned something about a technique. Where if you're in a hotel, I had no idea about this, but I did remember hearing about it after she mentioned it, where you take like a towel, you put it in the handle, mm-hmm. and people try to get in there. Because at this point, I'm like, listen, what if I do fall asleep?
Yeah.
And someone does get in here and I'm asleep, I'm not ready for this. What if there's more? I have no idea, because the thing about these motels are, and my mom used to work at one, so I have a little bit of insight here. Vagrants will go there and fucking just live, you know, like the government will give them a stipend, they will live there. They'll drug addicts. I've seen prostitutes coming in and out of these fucking places. I picked my mom up from work back in the day. They're not safe places, so you never know what's going to happen there. And this is a town, you don't know the area, so fucking crazy. And I was thinking to myself, because they did have a free breakfast sign.
I wonder what the hell it was.
I'm sitting there like, dude, should I even go even test what this breakfast is? I'd imagine it would be a single bowl of cereal that this woman would go and knock on doors and be like, you get one spoonful each, you know? Oh, they give you a fucking piece of a muffin, they call it a continental breakfast and shit, you know? That's what I was thinking it was going to be. The fucking hotel towel, though.
Schitt's Creek is what this is.
This is Schitt's Creek.
That's what it is.
But if Stevie would have knocked on my door, you come on in here, girlfriend. Stevie can come on up in that room. But that woman, she got to ask me, are you alone? Are you alone? Like,
That's like, vacancy.
That's the first thing with the banging. I'm like, I just walked into my favorite movie.
When you said that about the banging, I said, you better look and make sure there's no peepholes or trap doors. Because we love that movie, mm-hmm. but we reference that movie so much. And I'm like, you better start looking around. Some crazy people live out there.
Yeah. I thought the lady was going to give me a VHS porn tape or something. Be like, you're here alone. You're going to need this. That's what I thought she was going to do. There's a VCR in the room. Go ahead and take care of yourself.
Oh, my God.
I was even afraid to do that. I thought there was a camera, but I did it anyway. So fuck these people, man. That was a horrible hotel. Besides that, I did watch the show Fringe. I finished it.
Yeah.
It had a definitive ending.
Oh, good. So, okay,
It did have a definitive ending. Now, the show was great from season 1 to 3. Really good show. Now, this is one of those rare shows that got better as it went along. First season was kind of dull, but it did give a nice introduction to the characters, and it had great character building. Season 2 got excellent. 3, even better. 4 fell off a fucking cliff, and then 5 they brought it right back, and it ended strong. So I would give this show a solid B- without getting into details or anything, because I don't want to spoil shows. I don't want to give too many details, but check Fringe out, people. It's really good, and the good thing about it is if you're a conspiracy person, you'll love it, and I know a lot of people out there are into conspiracies and stuff. Yeah, JJ, this was the best $100 of entertainment I ever spent. $100 would be horrified all night. I mean, I could have spent double that.
I was terrified, man. Like, I went to bed and I was like, I really thought something was going to happen to you. Like, this was horrible.
Got some kudos in that transition to the next story. Thank you as well. And Mr. Bless, welcome to the chat. I have a fun fact for you.
Oh, God.
I'm going to send you on a one-way trip to Istanbul where you can live forever. Because this is a place, they call it Cat City. Did you know this? Interesting fact. Istanbul, the cats are allowed to walk around and roam just like people. There's no restrictions on cats. You're not allowed to own them as pets. People believe that the cats bring them closer to God. They're allowed to roam freely. They walk into stores, grocery stores. You're shopping. There's a fucking mountain of cats over there. Just walking around getting pets in the street. You feed them and shit. Istanbul.
Okay.
Wouldn't you love living there?
Not really.
Just cats walking around, that would piss you off? Would that be your personal hell?
How do they live over there?
It's the weirdest
thing. I would have to look it up.
You have to do it.
That's great that cats get to roam and do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah.
They got electricity over there? Like, what's going on?
No, it's a very nice
over
area.
There?
Like,
is
the
it?
Cats,
okay.
They walk the streets. They have cat walking signs. So if you're driving, you have to stop and watch for cats. They're sacred
good.
There. They are sacred. You can't have
them
as pets.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I do have one bonus story before we get into the topic at hand here. Now, there was one that was sent in from Steve. They sent this on Twitter about this openly gay ex-MLB pitcher who got married. I don't know why they sent this one in, but they wanted me to read on the show today. So retirement's coming for new chapters for former Toronto Blue Jays pitcher TJ House, one of only a handful of openly gay ex-MLB players, as he just got married to his longtime partner. So congratulations. 34-year-old lefty tied the knot with Ryan Netzel on Friday in New Orleans during a lavish outdoor wedding that came with all the bells and whistles. The nuptials and the ensuing party featured a cigar roller, a tarot card reader, and even a parade through the streets with a jazz band. I guess they like to do it fucking big down there, don't they?
Tarot card reader, that would be fun.
So I guess this is a big deal because this guy was a first... he's the third former MLB player ever to publicly come out as gay. So I guess the first one isn't good enough.
So stupid.
When do they stop counting?
Why
first,
do people care?
Thirds, yeah. And this guy was a former pitcher, so I guess this story, I guess the bottom line is that the pitcher became the catcher.
Do they care because of the locker room?
And
they
maybe.
All change in front of each other? Like, why? I don't understand why they care.
I don't know.
Like, who
maybe.
Gives a fuck?
So the pitcher became a catcher, and if that joke's not good enough, what if he was a football player, he'd become a receiver? There you go. Gay jokes.
Good job.
There you go. So we are here.
We spent like half an hour just talking about that hotel.
Don't ever stay at that hotel. Motel 6 in Wilmington can kiss my ass. Because they're a bunch of assholes. And that's what we're here for today. And this is your favorite show of the week.
Yeah. I have
no idea why.
It's the last one, man.
The last one of the week. You got big plans this weekend?
Finishing up, I guess. Just all the crap that we have to do.
Yeah.
That's about it. Not much. I'm stressing out about people coming in the sun. I just don't like people.
I hate them.
It bothers me.
It's been hard.
I just want it over with. Yeah. I just want it done so I can stop stressing out about it. That's it.
Am I the asshole for telling my sister that her boyfriend isn't allowed at my wedding?
Oh, God.
Some drama here. In a few months, I will be getting married to my fiance, Jason, who was the love of my life. We have a date, a venue, and a theme ready, and the next step was to send out invitations. For some context, my relationship with my sister, Harriet, has been strained over the last few months.
Harriet.
Yeah, that's a hell of a name, right?
It's fucking 2024.
Hey,
who the fuck is named Harriet?
She's 23 years old. So.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
It's got to be named after her grandmother or something.
Yeah. So this relationship with the sister has been strained over the last few months because of her relationship with her boyfriend, Anthony, who's 51. I vocally disapproved of her relationship from the get-go because of the age gap, reasoning that Anthony's taken advantage of her. However, my pleas have largely fallen on deaf ears as Harriet's continued to date Anthony and insist that the two of them are in love. Anyway, when Jason and I were mailing out invitations, we sent one to Harriet but made sure she didn't have a plus one. Because I don't want Anthony at my wedding since A, I don't like him, and B, he'll be a distraction.
Oh my God.
When Harriet found out, she called me absolutely livid and tore into me, calling me callous and ageist. I countered by saying that it was my wedding and that I had full discretion over who was and wasn't allowed to come, and that was that. And that she could either come by herself or not at all. We haven't spoken since then, and I feel very guilty about this, but at the same time, I feel like I'm making the right choice for my wedding. Am I an asshole?
Yep. She's being ridiculous.
Really?
She's upset because of the guy's age. That's it. I don't even feel like she's giving him a chance. Some people, yeah. Like, who knows, man?
You don't think it's weird?
I mean, whatever. Like, I don't know. You can't help who you end up liking.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to date, like, someone in their 60s or 70s. Like, that's my dad's age. Like, that's weird. But some people do.
Yeah, they do.
And they're happy. So, like, you can't... I don't know. I think she's being an idiot. Like, just give her a plus one. Like, that's fucking weird. So everyone else is going to have a plus one but your sister? Because you don't approve of the guy that she's with? That's fucking odd.
Well, think
because
of
you don't
this
like
one.
His age.
He'll be a distraction if he's there in her mind, right? Because he's an old man. But if she shows up alone and everyone knows she's dating an old man, that'll be... Oh, she wouldn't let him come.
Weird. Yeah. It's weird. I don't like it. Like... I don't like it.
I mean, maybe...
You give her the plus one. Like, this is your sister, so now you're putting a wedge between you and your sister over your opinion of who she's dating.
Okay,
that's,
you just won me
that's
over.
That's weird.
You just won me over. I think she's an asshole.
I don't give a shit how old the guy is.
Yeah.
Is he, like is he a criminal or something? Like, if there's a reason, but basically all they said was the age and I don't get along with... Well, why? Why? You don't get along with him because of the age. That's all you talked about.
She mentioned the age first.
Yeah.
And then said, I don't like him. But she didn't say
but
why.
But she didn't say why.
Is he a jerk?
Like, what has he done?
What the hell's the problem?
Yeah, I think she's an asshole. Like, I think this is stupid. It's one day. And really, what's he going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Does she think everyone's going to stop looking at her and all look at this 50-year-old guy?
Like,
hey,
can you make sure the motherfucker, like, put some hair dye in or something? We don't need that gray motherfucker.
I mean, give me a break. Yeah.
For one day, you know, I'm clean up or, I don't know. So, definitely an asshole.
Yeah, I think, give me a break, man. Get over it.
All right, here's a short one for you. Am I the asshole for refusing to split the bill evenly with friends when I ordered less food?
Oh, God, no.
I always hated these.
Yep.
Whenever you go out with a group of coworkers or something, we used to have functions when I worked for AT&T. It was all the time we had functions.
Yeah.
And then we'd all have to go out, and then we'd all order together, which I hated.
Yep.
Because then the bill comes, everyone's looking, well, I got this and this, and then mine is this, and then you're giving like 20 credit cards to the fucking waiter who hates your guts because they got a 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, who wants to do that? Yep.
So what I would do was I did that one time, and it was a big mistake, and I said, fuck this. And I would always sit by the bar, order my food, pay for it, and then come back and sit with everybody else. And then I would get up and fucking leave as soon as the bill came because my shit was already done and paid for. That's the way to do it. So I recently went out to dinner with a group of friends, and when the bill came, we decided to split it evenly. However, I noticed that I had only ordered an appetizer while others had ordered multiple drinks and expensive entrees.
But see, that's on you.
Yeah.
This person's not getting any sympathy from me. Mm-hmm. You agreed to split the bill. And then saw what everyone else was ordering, and you ordered, like, a freaking tiny-ass salad.
Yeah.
Like, that's on you. Mm-hmm. You should have ordered something more than that, then. Hey, this person wants freaking a lobster over here, then you know what? I'm going to eat good, too.
Well, maybe he wasn't hungry.
Oh, please. They were trying to eat, so the bill wasn't so high. Come on. Who eats like that?
Me?
Not me. Give me like 5 plates of pasta and then I'm freaking full. Okay, like no, I'm gonna order my shit.
I felt it wasn't fair for me to pay the same amount as everyone else, and my portion of the bill was significantly lower. When I brought it up, some of my friends got upset and accused me of being cheap. Was I the asshole for refusing to split the bill evenly? So we decided, but the decision was made after the fact. It was never discussed beforehand or decided upon. They decided to get drunk and kept ordering more than they could afford after the fact once the decision to split was made. The decision to split was made when they realized they couldn't afford to pay, but then after kept adding on to that with more drinks. So I guess these people were just out of control drunk and kept ordering.
This person's an asshole.
You think they're an asshole for not wanting to split it evenly?
Can you not speak up at the table and be like, no, wait, I can't do that?
Well, it came after, I guess. Like, after when the split evenly, like, they all ordered.
They all ordered.
And then the bill came.
And then it was suggested. And like, no, I can't do that. Yeah. I will pay for mine. Period. Point blank. That's it.
Well,
it wasn't agreed upon.
Yeah, it wasn't agreed upon initially. It came after the fact when they were like, oh, shit, we don't have the money. And they were talking about splitting evenly or whatever.
And I still wouldn't have done it.
I wouldn't either.
I would have been like, here's $20 for my salad and one slice of bread.
Yeah.
That's all you're getting because, no, I don't have the money for that.
Well, I've seen it before. You can go to the waiter and be like, yeah, these people are being assholes. You saw what I ordered. I'm paying for that. And then you get cleared and you leave. And then they take it from the bill and the other people got to sort it out and whatnot.
I would do that then.
I mean, these are your coworkers. I guess you are the asshole because you got to deal with them in work. Oh, you're going to be cheapskate Andy from accounting.
And I won't be broke. See, I think it's my age. I don't care anymore.
Yeah, me neither. But I guess it's a win-win because they never ask you out again.
Exactly. Yeah. I would never be put in that situation again because they know damn well I'm not paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
If it was before you sat down and it was agreed upon before you ordered, that's one thing. And I would have made sure if everyone else is ordering something expensive, so the fuck am I? I'm going to order what I want. But if it was agreed after the fact, then I'm sorry. I'm only paying for what I ordered, and that's it, because I didn't agree to this.
Yeah.
Period. So, that's it.
I wasn't prepared for this, guys.
Yeah, no. This person's not an asshole at all.
Okay.
And I would gladly walk into work and have everyone pissed off. I'm not paying for your shit.
Well, I got money for lunch today. What about you guys?
Well, you're all sitting there broke? No.
Fuck them. All right, here we go. You're going to love this one, because this one is going to hit close to home, because this is a situation that kind of happened to us in New York.
God.
Am I the asshole because I cut up the used baby blankets I put in my trash? About a year ago, my elderly, non-English-speaking neighbor, we're going to call her Jessica, started going through our trash and salvaging items that she deemed to be usable. She will cut open bags and leave a horrible mess behind. Now, we had a homeless person that would come through.
He took cans. He didn't grab, like, things out of the trash, like food or anything, but like he would grab every fucking can.
Aluminum.
He could, because in New York you can get 5 cents back if you return them.
Recycling them.
Mm-hmm. Eventually we learned, after all the goddamn mess over the sidewalk, we would put them in a separate bag.
We would have food all over the sidewalk. We would leave our shit out for the garbage man to come, and they would just cut open the bags and leave a mess because they were scumbags. I mean, seriously. So anyway, she'll cut open. We tried to install locks, but we went on vacation for 10 days. And when we came back, the locks were cut off and dumped in our recycling. So she's going on her property and cutting the lock to get to their garbage now. Recently, my 19-year-old cat, Bobo, stopped using the litter box. My vet thinks it's because he passed a kidney stone in it, so now he has a negative association. We have an enclosed patio where Bobo has decided to go potty, and his piss is like acid because of his kidney issues, and it eroded some of the wood.
Yeah, like pneumonia.
Yeah, we tried to use puppy pads, but Bobo hates them. To solve this issue, we brought some 100% cotton baby blankets in bulk, and we throw them out, and they're horribly soaked in piss and poop. We flush the poop. We tried washing the blankets, but my cat is going through kidney failure, so his pee is extremely rank, and the blankets stay stinky forever and stink up our washer and dryer, so we throw them out in the trash.
Poor thing.
Guess what goes missing every garbage day? Our disgusting kidney failure-soaked cat pee unwashable blankets.
I mean, that's her problem, then.
Yeah. I was so horrified for Jessica that I decided to cut the blankets into tiny pieces so they can't be used again. So she did this to help her. Like, hey, you can't be breathing this pneumonia, and it's toxic, you know? Cat piss will make you sick. So the other day, Jessica's daughter, Jamie, came over and yelled at me for cutting up the blankets. Her mother was cold and wanted to make a quilt out of them.
Oh, nasty.
I was absolutely floored and disgusted by this, but I still refused to set aside the piss blankets for Jessica. Am I the asshole for cutting up the blankets before throwing them away? This old lady wants these piss-stained cat blankets to make a quilt out of them.
I would just give her the goddamn blankets.
But, like, that's...
But here's the thing. The woman crossed the line by breaking the locks and coming in, and that's crossing a line.
Mm-hmm.
She wants the blankets. Just give her the fucking blankets. She wants these piss-soaked freaking blankets. Like, all the power to you, you weird bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Take them. I don't care. It takes up less space in my trash can. The problem I have is that the woman broke in and stole them from the trash.
I lost my shit.
That's... You don't do that. Dude. So...
The lock was there for a reason, and she went and cut that damn lock. I would have lost my shit.
And now she's making it worse by cutting the blankets up. Just seriously, just put them on the stoop. She will be by to get them.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a pain in the ass? Yeah, but so is cutting them up. So she doesn't take them. She's taking them anyway. So just throw them out on the stoop. She can pick them up. That's it.
Yeah.
I feel like she's making it more difficult for herself. She's going to grab them regardless if you've cut them up or not.
I don't even know what kind of
so gross.
someone would have to endure from us if they ever fucking went on our property and cut our lock to take something from our yard. There would be.
That's never happened, thank God.
I don't know what would happen. It would. Like, I think both of us would just black out.
Yeah, when
we finally came to, we'd be in a police station somewhere. Because, I mean, you just. That would be a line crossed.
Yeah.
And I said this to you as well when I was in the hotel. I was like, these motherfuckers are going to break down this door and they're going to find a motherfucker who's been waiting for something like this to happen.
Yep.
For his entire life. Just a moment to just let go and just forget. They would have knocked that door down and found the wrong motherfucker. Like,
it would have hit the fuck around and find out.
Wait, why is he smiling? I mean, shit. So what do you think about this one, asshole? I don't think she's the asshole because she's helping this old lady out. You can't be smelling cat piss pneumonia. You broke down my door.
I get it, but she's taking them anyways. So you can... You're making more steps for yourself. You're cutting them up. What's the problem with just throwing them? I'm not even asking you to fold them up. Throw them on the stoop. It keeps her from going through your trash. It keeps her from breaking into your freaking locks. Just toss it. Do I find that that's annoying? You shouldn't have to deal with that.
No.
This would drive me insane.
Mm-hmm.
But you're cutting them up. And you're, like, why? Just...
Trying to help the old lady out.
First of all, I would call the cops. Be like, look, this crazy bitch, like, she's breaking into my shit. Yeah. Like, it would be many stages of this stuff, but, like,
well,
I just don't even know.
The old lady's 80 years old.
Yeah, and she probably can't smell it.
Now, according to this edit, she wasn't the one that cut the lock. The 55-year-old daughter cut the lock. The daughter should know better. And
okay.
So your daughter's a fucking goon coming over to steal shit for you. No. This would have been a problem. This lady's
this is a
asshole.
Ring doorbell situation. Like, get your ass something, because this is not okay if they're breaking into stuff just to get these nasty blankets.
Mm-hmm.
They can't go to Goodwill. I'm sure Goodwill has them.
Yeah, you know what I would do? Like, knock on the old lady's door and be like, listen, do you need something? I will buy you a fucking comforter. Just leave my house the fuck alone, because if you knock on my door again, there's going to be a fucking problem, old lady. I don't care that you're 80 years old, man. I mean, I have a soft spot in my heart for old people. But I also have a softer spot for my shit. Don't be cutting locks. Don't be cutting my property.
Thinking,
that's where
that's
I draw the line.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't think it's the 80-year-old. I'm thinking, like you said,
the daughter.
You found out that the daughter went and...
Entitled bitch, yeah.
The daughter is grabbing all the blankets and giving them to... The 80-year-old probably has no idea where these blankets are coming from.
The daughter's like, who the fuck do they think they are, locking up their own property behind a fucking door?
So the 80-year-old is probably like, oh, I'll make a quilt out of all these blankets that you're bringing home from somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, who? She probably has no idea what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So what was the question? Is she an asshole for cutting them up?
For cutting them up so this old lady can't get them and use them.
It's not going to stop her. It's not going to stop her. So...
It's ridiculous.
I mean, I guess not, because I would want it stopped too, but
you're
just making more work for yourself. Just throw them out in the sidewalk.
If the lock wasn't cut, I would say she's the asshole if they didn't cut the lock. But the fact that she cut the lock, that's what I'm... Yeah,
like, that's a problem.
Yeah.
That you're coming onto my property now. Like, that's a fucking problem.
All right. This person wants to know, would I be the asshole? So it's a hypothetical. They want some advice.
Here we
would
go.
I be the asshole for telling my grieving dad I don't believe in God?
Why would you do that?
Well, we're about to find out. This is a short one. So I'm a 32-year-old man. That's important for the story. I recently had a conversation with my 62-year-old father where he asked me if I would consider believing in God for him. All right, I don't like the dad. The dad's selfish. You don't ask someone to believe in God. Hey, can you do it for me? No, you don't do it. You do it for yourself, man. You got to come to it. God's not going to come. You got to come to God, man. Like,
but the kid
the
can also lie.
The information's out there. It's out there, you know?
But the kid can also lie. The dude's grieving.
Yeah.
Just be like, yeah, dad, okay.
You don't want to lie.
And go home and be like, oh, what the fuck? Yeah. And just move up with your life.
Just tell them what they want to hear.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm not a fan of lying.
They're
people
grieving.
Tell them what they want to hear either, you know?
But they're grieving.
I don't know. So this week my parents had to put down the family dog because of a myriad of health issues he had.
See,
this
is about an animal. Just suck it up for like 2 seconds.
Well, he lived 13 good years and gave us much joy and love. My dad is taking it really hard. My dad has never been religious as far as I know, but my mom goes to church on Christian holidays. About 7 months ago, my dad had a cancer scare, so you know what kind of Christians they are.
Yeah. Won't go to church the rest of the year, just when when it's Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, Easter, don't forget Ash Wednesday. We'll just hit the major ones.
Yep.
And then the hell with the rest of the year.
I'm telling you, man, 6 days a week, you're a bastard. That Sunday, though, squashes all the way.
Got to get your pretty dress on and shine your shoes and
you're going to the fucking Kentucky Derby outfits.
Act like you're someone you're not. Oh, God.
Yeah. So about 7 months ago, my dad had a cancer scare. It took about 4 months of testing to find out the lump in his stomach wasn't cancer, and he's perfectly healthy now. He claims those 4 months of waiting for test results put the fear of God into him, and now he's a believer. And I've never been religious for a variety of reasons, but what boils down to is I just don't have faith in any higher power. What was that you're going to say? That could be what?
That could happen.
Okay.
He thought he was dying. He thought he had cancer, so like he's,
you know,
it's coming to God fucking moment. He thought he was near death. Like, all of a sudden, my dad in his 70s, he's got, like, crucifixes all over the house. Like, it's, like, people hit a certain age or something happens, and it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right. The time is near. Else, man. And shit just starts changing.
God is much nicer and more forgiving than I am, because I'd be sitting there, like, let's just say in a hypothetical scenario that I'd be the grand creator. Me, nerd. Grand creator, right? You die and you got to come to me all of a sudden. I'm like, hey, what's up, Richard? You just died, right? You had a heart attack in the hospital. Sorry that happened to you. Oh, you want to come in? Let me look at your records here. So for 73 years, you hated my fucking guts until you got cancer. And then you found me and then you died. Yeah. You believed in me for 1 year.
Yep.
Go to hell. Literally. Bang. Push the button and there he goes.
It's just weird.
It's just... I hate that.
I mean...
People find God at random times, and I guess it doesn't matter as long as you find it, but it's just like, it's convenient. Mm-hmm. You conveniently find them when the bullets are flying by your head. God, please save me.
The closer and closer you get to that last breath, man.
At least I got that in my back pocket. When I'm getting judged, like, I'd be like, man, I fucking heard your podcast, dude. You're a scumbag, and he's about to hit the hell button. Like, God, wait. Mm-hmm. Before you hit that button, I was perfectly healthy and great shape when I found you.
My grandmother had, like, fucking portraits of Jesus and
really?
Shit.
Yeah.
Like, fucking weird shit.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I was just like, what the hell is happening?
So my dad told me to think over my response and get back to him later. I know telling him the truth would hurt him, but I also don't want to just lie to him to make him happy. When he asked me to believe, he basically said he wants all of our family together in heaven, and if we're not all there, there's no point in going. Would I be the asshole for telling him no, I won't believe in God?
Yep.
No, you're not the asshole. You're being honest. Don't lie to someone to make them feel
just,
better. You tell them the truth.
Suck it. Just
even if it hurts.
No, suck it up. Why can't you just suck it up? Like, who cares?
No, you tell them the truth. Like, no, Dad.
Sure, Dad. And then just brush it off. Like, it's not a big deal.
I don't think you'd be the asshole.
I wouldn't
be
sit
honest.
There and have conversations about it. But, like this poor guy is thinking that, like, you know, at any moment he's going to die.
Yeah.
And he's not going to be with his family.
Yeah, I know.
Just shut up and say, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And we'll all be together in the end. Boom. Okay, that you put him at ease.
Yeah.
You're going to be with the family dog. You're all going to be fine. And now he's fine.
I'm not a fan of that, though.
I know, but I that's what I would do. Like, the guy is grieving. Like, yeah, I'll say whatever you want just to calm you down. And then, like, go home and be like, it's fucking hell.
Well, you know how he should have done it? They're like, no, Dad, listen. Like, I can't promise you anything, but I will look into it. Maybe just so appease him,
yeah,
like,
but
don't
that,
say you're going to do it.
But then that opens more conversations. Like, the next time you see him, like, well, have you looked into it? Have you gone to church? Have you read the Bible? Have you done it? Like, absolutely, I'm not doing all that.
Well, then you tell your dad, like, wait, slow your roll. How you doing? I had a good week at work. How about yourself?
Yeah, because I'm not having more conversations. Exactly. I will end it right here and be like, okay, Dad, and then let's move on.
Yeah.
I'm going to just, no. I'm just going to end it.
Yeah.
Ugh. God, no, your way just prolongs the whole thing.
No, because my whole thing is honesty first. I don't want you, like, if I ever ask the kids, hey, you gonna believe in God? And they say no, Dad. I'm like, all right, well, thanks for, at least keep your heart open. That's what I would say. At least keep your heart open. God will always be there for you when you're ready for that conversation. I'm here for you. You don't bash him over the head with it, because that's what happened to me.
Yeah.
And then I turned away from it for many years, and then it just clicked in 2019. Like, in the 2019, beginning of 2020, it clicked. When everybody else turned evil, I was like, there's a better way than what the fuck is going on in the world. And that's what opened my eyes to this whole thing. So I don't think this guy's the asshole. Honesty over anything. Even, you know, if you feel like a lie is going to make him feel better, don't do it. Because it'll always come back to bite you in the ass.
Asshole, I will lie.
No, don't do it. Who the fuck am I with?
Listen.
Don't lie. Don't ever lie to make someone feel
better.
Oh
my God. It's like, he thinks he's going to die. He wants his family with him. I'll be there. Don't worry. Yeah. I see the light. Mm-hmm. That's whatever you want to say. And then I'm going to go home and be like, fuck that shit.
You're the worst. You are the asshole.
I'm honest.
And they agree, you are the asshole.
I am honest. Yes. Well, I'm... Okay, I'm not honest in that moment, but I'm honest here.
Jesus. You are brutally honest, even at the expense of, the opinion. All right. This person wants to know, am I the asshole for wanting to kick out my brother and his family after they've been nightmare house guests?
Nope, because I have done it.
My brother, let's call him Ellis, recently got a job in the city that required an immediate start. He didn't have the time or money to find a place on such notice, and his partner, Taylor, just had a baby 7 months ago, so we didn't want to leave her alone. So he asked if they could stay at my place for a couple of months to get situated. Ellis is a responsible guy who doesn't take advantage of people, so I felt okay saying yes. So Ellis, Taylor, their 7-month-old baby, and Taylor's daughter all moved in. Before they came in, I made it clear that I would not tolerate them doing any sleep training or cried out stuff with the baby. If the baby cries, you need to make an immediate, reasonable effort to sue them. The other rule was Taylor was responsible for any damage her daughter did in the house. You would think this would be a given, but they've had previous incidents. The final rule was neither I nor my husband would be doing any child care. I'm a stay-at-home mom to my own daughter as well as having a side business. My husband works very hard. Just because we are home does not mean we are available to provide child care. I thought it went without saying that they would be responsible for themselves in all other ways. They accepted the conditions and moved in. Before we go any further, do you think that's too much, like too much of a fucking line drawn?
No. Not at all. Although it would be different for me. Give me the baby. I'll take that baby 24/7.
But the baby's the rent.
Free rent. Free room and board. Just give me the baby. Give me all the babies. Baby. I don't, like, no. There's nothing wrong with those rules. But
really?
No. No. I'm not going to babysit for you. And sleep training... Are you kidding me? At 7 months old, you haven't figured that shit out?
What the fuck is sleep training?
Where you let them... It's not weird to say sleep training, but you let them cry it out. Okay,
yeah, I don't like that either. It's cruel.
I hate that too.
We didn't do it.
We didn't
do it. We didn't need to. We had perfect fucking kids, man.
No. Seriously. If there was even a peep, my ass ran the fuck in there. So, but, like... Yeah, because I would find that if someone's staying with me with a baby, that would drive me nuts. Like, I'm not getting any sleep because this baby's crying all freaking night long. Like, that so I understand that. That would drive me... At 7 months old, the baby's still not sleeping through the night?
Something wrong there.
Maybe we had really good kids. I've never dealt with that. That would drive me insane. I couldn't deal with 7 months of that shit.
Whenever I see or hear people talk about how hard it is being a parent, I'm like, really? Am I doing it wrong? Because it's fucking easy. Seriously, I had no issues. We haven't had any issues in all this time.
No.
Been perfectly...
Like, the only issue is, like, teenage attitude once in a while. But, like, that's barely, nothing. They're never getting in trouble. Yeah. Grades are fine. Like, I don't know. Yeah, don't...
Surprise, because I was an asshole. I don't get it.
Yeah, I wasn't great either.
So it took 2 weeks for the shit to hit the fan. There were times I'd have to get up in the night to wake Taylor and Ellis to get their baby.
Oh, no.
So she hears baby crying, goes right to them, walks past the baby, and, like, get your fucking kid. Taylor's daughter is also not adjusted well to the move and is constantly playing sick to avoid going to school. Then, because she's not really sick, she spends the day causing havoc in my house. Taylor's been bugging me to help her with the kids despite agreeing she wouldn't. She's also been expecting that she and her kids would be cooked and cleaned for.
Oh, no.
So it was 2 weeks until I was getting annoyed and a further 2 weeks on me being on the edge.
Oh, my God. She went a month without saying anything. Mm-hmm. This sounds like me.
Yeah.
This sounds like me. Like, pissed off. Let it keep going until you fucking snap.
Well, the good thing for you is that you have me to be the jerk.
Yeah, I could just send your ass out to
make, because if something's bothering me, it has to end. Just like, you know, the last vacation.
Yeah,
with your friends. When I hit my limit, I was like, we're fucking done. And we got up and we were left. I had enough.
Yeah.
And that was the end. What tipped it over was earlier this week. I was picking my daughter up early from school and going out. And Taylor asked me to take her daughter with me. She said she was drowning in things to do and the baby was fussing and she needed a break. I said no. Taylor swore at me and just left. When we got back a few hours later, the first thing I hear is the baby crying. I go into the nursery. No Taylor. Her daughter's sitting on the couch watching TV and crying. No Taylor. My kitchen is a mess. No Taylor.
Oh my God.
I frantically searched the whole house only to find Taylor locked in a closet. She said she couldn't take it and needed a break. I called Ellis and told him to get his ass home. I sat them down and said they had to go.
Yep.
I said I would chip in for a hotel, but I can't do this anymore.
No, what?
Yeah.
Chip in for a hotel?
This person is being extremely reasonable.
Holy crap.
Ellis thinks I'm being an asshole going back in a deal, but he and Taylor haven't held up their end. I do feel bad because I don't want to stress Ellis and this new job out, but I'm going crazy. I hate being in my own home.
Mm-mm.
Am I the asshole for putting my foot
down?
No.
Nope.
They had a month rent free.
Mm-mm.
They got enough for a hotel. Get them out of there.
That's way too much.
Mm-hmm.
Way too much. And this mom can't handle it.
Yeah.
She needs help. And I'm not expecting this person to help her.
Yeah.
Like, her boyfriend, husband, whoever the hell this Ellis guy is, needs to, like, you know, I know he's working. They got to have family, friends. Someone's got to help her because she's losing her mind with these two babies for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand.
Absolutely. You know, I am so with you there, man. The thing about it is, like...
Like, this mom...
You're a guest.
...locked herself in the closet because she couldn't handle two kids screaming. Like, yeah. There's something wrong.
Postpartum?
Yeah. Like, she does need help, but I don't expect it to be from this person writing the story. This is her house. Get this the hell out of my house.
Mm-hmm.
This is nuts. I cannot deal with that.
I'm with you there. What do you think? Asshole or not?
No. No. Nope.
Well, this next one is going to be your favorite one of the show.
Because it's the last one. It's the last one. And it's late. And it's been a long fucking week, man. You terrified me. I thought you were going to die.
Yeah.
You know, we got shit to look forward to next week. And that's stressing me out. I'm ready for... You know what? I'm ready for Wednesday.
You are ready for Wednesday.
I'm ready for Wednesday. Fuck Monday. I'm ready for Wednesday. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. But you know what? It's been a rough week, but good things on horizon, man. I mean, this hasn't been for naught. What's that?
Here's what everyone needs to just think about this weekend.
Yeah.
For Monday's show.
What's that?
Monday, we're not only getting painted, we are getting mowed.
The snake better come
Will
back.
This snake
yeah.
reappear?
Please.
Because I personally have not seen it in a month.
Mm-hmm. And I got the tools to kill the son of a bitch.
He popped out when we got mowed 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
I didn't see it, though. So will it make an appearance on Monday mm-hmm. when we get mowed, or is it actually gone for good?
Viking and Amp, what's going on? I have to buzzer these two jumped in. That'll hear the last asshole story of the night.
That'll be the question. Because I am anxiously waiting, because if it's still under there... I'm telling you
it's
what's
gone.
Happening.
It's dead. It is dead. And I will post a picture of this dead fucking snake.
That's terrible. Don't do that. You're gonna get like PETA after you.
Well, dude, I've already got the LGBs after me. I've got the liberals hate my guts. What's PETA now? Come on. Who gives a shit? Oh my goodness.
Get me to Wednesday.
Why you blocked me hasn't entered. No, I unblocked everybody. There are people that the trolls can come back in.
No, I will block
Just be good boys and girls, okay? So there you go. Here we go. So this is going to be your choice, dealer's choice.
The first one.
No, listen. You're gonna hear all three titles. Whichever one we don't use, we're going to use on our next show. Am I the asshole for getting mad because my roommate gained weight and ripped my suit?
Yep.
Am I the asshole? Here's a situation. There was a Karen walking her dog in the middle of the street.
Oh, come on, man.
And number three, am I the asshole for telling my boyfriend that my dad's family is rich?
Okay, give me the rich one.
The rich one? Okay.
Am I an asshole for telling my boyfriend my dad's family is rich? Is that what it was?
Am I the asshole for not telling my boyfriend that my dad/family is rich?
No.
No, not an asshole at all. I mean, just off the title alone, you can't be, because you want to make sure this person wants you for you, right?
Yeah, you don't tell them. If you're rich, you don't tell them your business, because you want to make sure that they want you for you.
Absolutely.
And not for your money. Yeah. If I was rich, I wouldn't tell anybody for a while.
You don't tell anybody
while.
Shit. I mean, it's your business anyway.
I don't trust people to begin with. Are you? Yeah. I need to make sure that like this is for real before you know what the hell I'm worth.
Can you imagine being a millionaire and dating and everyone knows you're a millionaire?
No, I wouldn't trust anybody. I would have to date another millionaire.
Yeah, exactly. That's why celebrities only date celebrities, probably, for the most part.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't know.
Sometimes you'll see a celebrity with a really ugly person, and then you find out that they were dating before they were famous. So you're like, okay, I get it now.
Well, there's a few out there. Isn't there, like, basketball players or whatever that have wives from high school?
Yeah, some.
Like, that's fucking awesome.
I think Kobe Bryant maybe did that.
I knew someone did, because I watched so many documentaries. Yeah. I know someone did. It was a basketball player that married their high school sweetheart. I'm like, that's fucking... See, now they were there when you were nothing. And they're still with you.
Brock Purdy, the quarterback for the 49ers, he's still with his fiance or
see, that's, high school or whatever. That's type of shit is cool.
Yeah, I think it's great.
But, when you get with someone after you have millions, like, oh,
yeah, it'd be impossible careful. To say I wouldn't trust a damn person. I would just have hookers or date other millionaires. Seriously, just like one night stands. Yeah, you couldn't trust me. It would be a curse.
Mm-hmm.
Put that curse on me, please. I will take that money. So my boyfriend Callum and I have been together for 8 months, and over this long weekend, I figured it would be a good time for him to meet my dad. He has met my mom and stepdad a couple of times, but always at restaurants or my place. But for this meeting with my dad, we went over to his place for lunch. Looking back on it, Callum was immediately uptight when he saw where my dad lives, but I thought it was just nerves. He was acting pretty strange all through lunch and was very cagey about any questions my dad or his wife asked. But again, I chalked it up to being nervous. When we were driving up, he blew up. Not yelling or anything, just clearly frustrated that I'd never told him my dad is rich. I was confused and asked why he'd need to know my dad's income. Callum said he would have prepared himself better if he'd known that, and I sent him in there blind, because you're meant to warn your partner or potential pitfalls when they meet your parents. I was so confused about my dad's tax bracket was a potential pitfall. I could see warning him if my dad was incredibly snobbish about dress sense or manners, but he isn't. Callum then asked if I'd also hidden that my mom and stepdad were rich, which I admitted I guess I did. Although I'd take issue with him calling it hiding something, it's just not relevant. And this guy's right.
Yeah, because you don't want to go and meet someone looking like a slob either.
It's not your business. So again, my family's rich, but that has nothing to do with us hooking up. It doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with it. You know what's probably this guy's problem is?
What?
It's tough to... I just can't understand. Why would he get mad? I mean, I can't figure it out. I was going to try to say something clever, but I can't figure out why the fuck... Why would he be so upset? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Because maybe I just said it. Yeah. Maybe he wanted to dress better or something, like warn me so I act a little bit better and I know what to expect when I'm walking the door. Like, what kind of house does this person live in? Is it a fucking mansion? Like, I don't understand what the big deal is. Hey, like, how rich is this person?
This is some very 2024 beta male shit right here. This is what this is. Getting upset over something so fucking simple, you know?
I'd be like, my shoes are fucking dirty. I don't want to be coming into this fucking mansion looking like a fucking an idiot. Like, I shop at Walmart. Like, at least let me know that your family has some money so I can break the bank and look respectable.
But he did say that the dad had money, but he wasn't, like, you know, snobbish or anything. So he didn't care what the guy looked like.
Yeah, but this guy is just coming up to this house for the first time and realizing they got some money.
Yeah.
And has no warning this dad doesn't give a shit.
Callum hasn't let it go and is now digging into irrelevant stuff such as my previous vacations, my living situation, and my job. So he can figure out what exactly my lifestyle is. I think he's totally lost the plot. But up until now, he's been a really sweet, unassuming, chill person, so I'm wondering if I'm the problem. To clarify, my parents are not rich like what you would think of when you think rich, but my dad and stepdad have been successful and have been able to give themselves and their kids nice lives, but we aren't the Waltons.
So your mom knows how to pick them. Yeah. This person is saying, my dad and stepdad have some money. Nothing about mom.
Your mom has got something going on. Even if it were, is there a thing you would warn someone about?
No. Yeah, I don't know. I think this guy needs to chill out. I think you don't need to know about her past vacations and stuff like that. Like, you're blowing this way out of proportion.
Very sensitive over this. Like, I don't get it.
This is, like, ridiculous. Like, who cares what the... It has nothing to do with how you're hanging out. Like, maybe a heads up before you get there so you can, you know, dress decently or whatever. You don't look like a scumbag walking into the house. But, like, who cares what vacation she's done or what the, you know, where she works or, like, that. Who cares about that? Everything else is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you nitpicking at everything? Like, that's a problem. If you don't like it, then move on because this is weird.
Well, some people do feel inferior, though. Especially if you're in a relationship with someone and they come from a much better background. Like, maybe they feel inferior, like there's a chip on their shoulder, like,
okay,
hey,
then
I don't
you need
have...
to move on and I can't be with you because if you can't handle this can't be a normal relationship, then because my family has money and you don't.
Yeah. I fucking
that's weird.
It. I
You know, like, I thought you liked me for me, and not, you know, and now money changes everything. Like, no, then you need to move on.
I hate money, man. I really wish there were a better option.
This is where it went wrong, is him nitpicking at her job and her vacations and stuff and what she's been doing.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with anything?
It's greed. One of the seven deadly sins, man. Fucking greed. It's greed. It's jealousy.
That's a red flag. Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah. You know what? This is a good lesson. Leave the motherfucker. Just leave them. Leave them. Seriously. Because they're not worth your time. So, definitely not the asshole. Don't feel bad about yourself. Move on and leave that motherfucker in the dust. Mm-mm. All right. That was an easy one there. Yeah, I had a lot of fun today. It was a hectic week.
Yeah, it's over. Thank God.
What do you got planned for the weekend?
Oh,
thank you for the gift, JJ.
The weekend. What am I doing? Moving the furniture around so we can vacuum and clean underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
That should be interesting.
Yeah.
But you know what? There might be a snake under there. Who the fuck knows?
JJ sent you a beer and some cake, it looks like.
I am drinking a beer.
Yeah, cake, she needs
cake
that beer.
Cake would be really fucking nice for me.
I would watch you eat it.
Cake would be so nice right now.
Oh, goodness.
I don't know what... You're going to be working all weekend, so I guess I'll just continue doing what I'm doing. I threw out Easter baskets this week.
Good.
Threw out the Halloween pumpkin head that Jenna used to use for trick-or-treating, because she didn't trick-or-treat this past year.
Throwing away or
I threw away a couple of... Like, I'm throwing shit out.
Yeah.
Which feels good, but I'm like, it's gonna come. It's gonna fucking Halloween's gonna come, and this kid is gonna
want to go right back on into it.
And I'm gonna be like, oh, I don't have the pumpkin anymore. Oh,
goodness gracious!
But yeah, that's it. Just getting the house ready for Monday. I don't know. Maybe I'll watch some more of this. I am curious about that Netflix series. That I want to watch that haunted episode.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what the hell it was called though.
Oh, check it out. Find it. Let me know. We'll play about it Monday.
It just was released. I didn't write it down. I don't remember what the fuck it's called.
Now, no more Wild Hotel nights for me. I'm staying in the house. I'm done with the hotels.
They he's not leaving. Yeah. I can't sleep when you're gone, and that stresses me the hell out.
I can't sleep when people are knocking on the door trying to get in my damn hotel room. So.
Yeah.
There you go. I want to say what's up to Yancey, the governor, and Humble Dog. I'm coming in at the buzzer. We're about to close this one out here, but we'll be back next week at the same time, I believe, right? 7 o'clock Eastern time for the live show?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Did you get your schedule for next week?
No, but you know, but we will be recording Monday and Wednesday's show. We'll update the
So we'll continue to update. This is a new job, so we'll
keep it updated.
We'll let everyone know.
But right now, I'm assuming. But what are you gonna be doing this weekend? You're gonna be watching WrestleMania.
I don't even know what to say to him.
Well, you said WrestleMania, right?
I forgot about WrestleMania, but yeah, I'll probably be doing that. I literally said I was going to be getting the house ready.
But you said the other day that you're going to be watching
I did, and I completely forgot, which is weird, because I'm playing that game, and there's a watch party going on. I forgot WrestleMania. That's not tonight, right? It's Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah,
Saturday and Sunday.
I don't know. Is it on now? Or are you doing a watch party with these people in this video game?
Because I don't know who half the fucking wrestlers are anymore.
Yeah.
So I can't say who's going to win. Like, it. I don't know. I'll have it on. Maybe I'll have it on in the background.
Yeah.
No new movies this week, right? When does Deadpool come out? Does anyone know in the chat?
Spring, summer. I don't know. It's going to be a while.
Minions. Despicable Me is also coming out this year.
Yeah.
I need to watch that. Deadpool. Like, movies need to hurry up. Like, why is it taking so long?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Seriously, I need something to watch.
Penguin's coming out soon. That one's going to be coming out on Max. But
when is that even?
They just did a nice trailer for it. Looks pretty damn good. Colin Farrell's, like, unrecognizable. That guy's a pretty decent actor.
Like, I'm sitting here with nothing. It sucks.
Well, I'm going to be watching some Cougar Town because Courtney Cox is starting to turn into the haggard Courtney Cox as the seasons go on, so I'm starting to lose interest in the show a little bit.
What are you going to watch after that?
I don't know. Probably maybe nothing. I'm working now, so I'm working out the house. I don't have the freedom to just sit there and watch get high all day long like I used to. So I'm working outside the house. The main objective is to get back working from home, so we'll see what the hell happens there, but thank you guys for coming out to the chat tonight. Tell them where you can find us.
You can find us at Voice of Misery on all platforms and Voices of Misery podcast at gmail.com.
Thank you guys for coming out to the chat. We'll see you next week and check us out Monday and Wednesday. Follow the show and subscribe.